Hello and welcome to Disconnected Gamer Podcast. It's going to be a very bad day. Didn't mean to steal that. But it is episode 29? Question mark? Is it 29, Mike?
I think it's 29.
I think it's 29. Too.
29.
It is Sunday, July 12th.
Ooh.
It's been a long week. Ooh. So what have you been up to, Mike? Oh, wait. I almost fucked this up.
Oh, shit.
I'm Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me, as always,
is your boy Mike, son.
Ah. There we go. That felt
okay. Good. There we go. I was like, wait, okay. We're not going to say our names. We're just going to skip
totally,
that part.
I totally skipped that part after I stole FPS Rush's intro. So, but I don't even actually know if he says, like, I know he starts his videos by being like, welcome to FPS Russia. Today, I have a very special treat for you. The guys over at Streamline Tactical have given me new shotgun. So we're going to check it out on these water bottles and see how it goes. Or whatever the fuck he... I don't know. Normally every video I've ever watched is just him shooting soda bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
Although I gotta tell you, those fucking incendiary rounds he gets... Oh, God. So jealous. Wish I had something like that. Not legal in Massachusetts, turns out.
Well, there you go. Don't burn shit, Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, don't strap fucking... this guy, I don't think this guy was in Massachusetts, but, like, don't strap fireworks to your fucking face.
Oh, yeah, like Iowa or something like that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
We don't condone those actions.
The only thing that happened in Massachusetts was on July 5th. I feel like we've definitely discussed this. I don't know if we discussed it in the last podcast, but some two kids found, like, a firework on the ground.
And the
9-year-old kid had a lighter, and which I don't even get that. But so he lit the firework and didn't let go of it, or like it blew up way faster than he must have been expecting, and he lost his hand.
Ooh, rough.
Yeah, I know, right? But like, I feel like I would not pick up a firework off the ground and be like, "Let's light it."
No, that would not be a good idea.
So. But let's talk about gaming.
It's Sunday. Yeah, let's talk about the Rocket League.
Oh my god, Rocket League. It's super good. And just like Halo Master Chief Collection, fucking online servers broke as fuck when it launched. So if you downloaded it free with PS Plus,
Which you should, while you have, or just buy it too,
or buy it when it comes out. It's also on Steam. It's $19.99 on Steam, which is totally fair. I feel like we've talked about what Rocket League is, but it's the successor to super powered acrobatic
long name
battle cars.
Yeah,
super power, super,
super. I think that was right.
Super powered acrobatic rocket powered battle cars.
I feel like that's right.
Maybe. Anywho. Yeah. So they changed it. They changed it to Rocket League, which great, easy name. And your little Rocket League rocket cars, and you hit soccer balls into goals, and things blow up when you do it, and that's how you win. But it's like it's fun. Like it's just
so good.
It's good old fashioned like N64 Mario Kart esque fun.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Back to basics, as they say.
Yeah, it's simple little gameplay.
Yeah, and so it was in beta. They did two betas. The betas were awesome. And then it came out this past Tuesday, which would have been, what, the 7th, I think?
7th, yeah.
And no bueno. Servers did not work. The servers had actually apparently gone down before the North American... PSN store update. So basically it was like we knew once we got the game we weren't going to be able to play. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, well, I won't get home till 6:30, do yard work. Like, there's a couple hours. They'll probably figure it out. Like, it's probably something
stupid.
Right,
you got some time, yeah. Time to kill before you actually...
Nope.
Dang.
Didn't fix it. So,
ouch.
And then they did some patches and some updates, and then it like sort of worked occasionally and then didn't work and then sort of worked
Now.
and then didn't work. And like as of like, I don't know, yesterday or 2 days ago, like they said like success rate's like 60%, which is better than zero.
Right,
The only thing is that just like Halo Master Chief Collection, it was taking forever to find a match. So like once the servers were like up but just not working, like the success rate was like 20% because nobody could
Ouch.
fucking get into a match because you had to wait like 20, 30 minutes.
Window.
Much like Master Chief Collection. So they fixed that, and so I played the last two or three nights. I played with Hug and Cody and one of or Hug's brother, I think. And then Avery and I played last night. And we had no problems getting into matches. The only thing was that, you know how when you load up the game and in the corner it shows like the different playlist options? Because there's 1v1, 2v2, 3v3, 4v4, and then there's ranked 1v1s, 3v3s, and or 2v2s and 3v3s that you can actually get like your ranked. I don't know what the rank is like, what the tournament stuff thing is for, but I'm assuming there's some competitive element that's going to be phased in. But it would say, you know, X amount of players in this playlist, 0 people online, or however many people online. It says 0 out of 0 for both. But like we were like, well, whatever, let's go for it, and we were getting into matches constantly. So obviously there's still some issues, but at least as
Still,
of the last 2 days, we were able to just get into matches no problem. So we did have a bunch of matches where it wasn't a full 4v4 and we were getting bots for characters, and I really think they need to like fucking nerf the bots. Because like
Really?
anytime we played a game that had two bots on the other team, it was the bots that got all the points.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous.
That's pretty ridiculous, yeah.
But otherwise,
I've been on your team as well, not just their team.
yeah, when we had bots, like they'd get more goals than we would.
Yeah, they need to fix that.
That was kind of not cool. I mean, it's whatever. Like Avery and I were playing the other night. Last night, I should say, we got fucking blown out like 3 matches in a row. It was like 8-0. It
Oh,
was
wow.
bad. But like we were playing with a kid, with well, 2 kids. I assume they were friends though. One's PSN name was XB1 underscore is greater, and the other
Wow.
one was XB gamertag. That was his
Huh.
PSN name. And I was like, really? And they both sucked.
Of course.
They were terrible.
Of course.
Throwing the game for us. Not cool.
Nah, not at all.
But it was, you know, it's fine. Like, you know, the gameplay is just as crispy as it was in the beta. It's just the
Nice.
multiplayer server is not working. There is like a single player mode and like an exhibition, and you can,
Season,
yeah, you play the seat, but whatever. I don't,
No one cares.
I don't want Rocket League to play against a computer, man.
Right.
Playing against my friends, no computer
Against people.
machines. The only other, yeah, so that's, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, it's free on PS Plus, it's $20 on Steam. You should probably pick it up. Because the cool thing is, though, is that it has PS4 PC crossplay.
Oh,
Which, as
nice.
far as I thought, was one of the first games to ever have that. But Hug said that Final Fantasy,
Oh,
you can
yeah.
play between PC and PS4.
PC and PS4,
So I guess it's like the
And
second
PS.
game. Because so I could because I almost bought the Steam version because the PC version had no online issues. It was
Nice.
just on console.
Right.
So I was like, maybe I'll just spend the $20 and buy it
Right.
that way.
Banging out that way.
Then I could at least play. But I'm like, ugh, do I really want to play on my computer? Like, does it? But then I was thinking, like, does it really matter? Because my computer is the Alpha, which is connected to my TV, and I would just use the 360 controller. So
True.
effectively, it would be just like playing on
Playing on
PS4.
console.
So I didn't end up buying it, but because the game is free, I will probably end up buying DLC and stuff because I feel bad that like I'm not going to be giving them any money.
Right. Gotcha.
So
Yeah. No,
at
I
least
agree.
this way, I won't be totally not supporting them, you know? Because like when the games are free on PS Plus, I assume that they must get some form of money, some sort of negotiated rate per download.
I'd imagine,
With
yeah,
Sony,
hopefully.
because like otherwise, like you're literally giving your game away for like free,
For free, yeah.
and that just seems tough.
Little, yeah.
So you know, that's
Yeah.
it, there's gonna be DLC stuff to buy, so I'm gonna buy it. But they
It's just
specifically said you'll
customization
never,
stuff.
yeah, they said they'll never be able to buy your way to like better, performance stats, whatever. Like there won't be a way to buy your way to winning every match, basically, which is good. Like I'm glad they said that up front, because like if you started selling stuff that made it so you could always win, I'd be really annoyed and I'd probably stop playing.
Oh yeah, for
Because
sure.
like what's the point? Like what's the point if you're gonna just, because like I'm not the type to pay money into games.
Play
So
to win, yeah.
if you're telling me you're just gonna sell a thing that allows people to just have an advantage, like no thanks.
Nope, pass. I'm good.
The only other cool thing though is that you constantly are unlocking, I'm constantly
Oh.
unlocking customization things. So like
Nice.
your the vapor trail from your rocket boosters when you hit the boost on your car, I have
Different
like an
colors,
I
yep.
yeah, there's colors, there's like, but there's even colors. There's one that's like green slime, and it totally,
Oh,
as
wow.
you like hit the Cody has it. So like when you hit the boost, it's just like as you go.
That's funny.
There's like one that's a rainbow, but when you hit it, it plays like a, it's not a didgeridoo, because we had this discussion. That's the Australian thing with the, it's the like sitar Indian thing. Like I'm totally being like the most offensive person ever. You know the fucking thing that the Indian geese play like sitting cross-legged, and it's like straight up or whatever, and it's just like boing, that's the
Sitar,
noise it
yeah.
makes when you hit the boosters.
Interesting.
There's one of them is money, like it just throws cash as you gun it. Like
Awesome.
mine's like an ion cannon circa like Tron, so I leave like a green Tron looking trail as I hit the boosters, and it makes
Dude.
like a laser beam sound. So oftentimes I never actually boost; I just constantly hit it. So it's like pew 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 pew.
Nice.
But like I don't know how many people end up actually hearing it when I hit the boost. I think it's just a matter of I know that it's doing it, and that's all that
Right.
matters. All that matters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's a then there's little flags you can get to put on your car, so like I have, or antennas rather.
If you don't
So
put
I
America's flag, you can get the
yeah, you can
fuck
get
out
an
of
American
America.
flag, there's a Team Fat flag, there's, I have a Twitch flag. And this was Avery and I were talking about this. There's a Blacklight Retribution flag.
Really?
Yeah, and Avery was like, fucking Zombie Studios.
Yeah,
So it's just straight, like, I don't get, I assume there must be other PS4 games that are in it or something, because there's the Blacklight Retribution one, I unlocked a Twitch one, I haven't unlocked Team Fat yet, but as far as, like, an antenna, I've got, you get a Golden Nugget because you played in the beta, I've got a Lightning Bolt,
Fractal.
I've got a Tennis Ball, get something else, and then you can get like hats for your car. So there's like, you know, there's the hats that's the multicolored with the little fan thing on top.
Yeah.
There's one of those. I have a Fez. I have a pizza delivery light. You can unlock different paint color options, so like glossy, semi-glossy, matte.
Nice.
So, and then obviously you can pick a range of colors to be, to have your vehicle be, depending on which team you're on. So like orange or blue, and then there's just like variants of those. It's pretty cool. It's not, you know, as far as customization goes, there's a bunch of stuff.
Oh
So
yeah.
that part's is very, very nice. Very
Very
nice. I like it,
nice.
you. So yeah, again, like it's free. You're really not doing anything other than giving up some time, and if you don't like, if you don't find Rocket League fun,
We can't be friends, yeah.
something wrong.
We just can't be
You need to leave
friends.
that fool, because it's really good. Even if you're playing solo, like I don't like playing solo because I like to talk, obviously, doing a podcast. So like I don't like to be playing by myself because I don't want to talk to the randoms. Because, like, there is that stupid push to talk thing, but I don't think anybody uses it. It might not even work right now, that, because I've never heard anyone else talk. And I'm trying to think. So, whatever. I haven't played any of the ranked modes. I've just played regular.
Regular, yeah.
Yeah, like 3v3s and 4v4s.
Nice.
There's a ton of different new maps. It's good. I mean, it's the first time I haven't just fired up the PS4 and played Destiny.
Right.
So that says something, right?
That says something, yeah.
But what about you? I'm surprised you haven't even tried it out, or did you? Have you been just?
No, yeah, I've been playing Rocket League. Uh-oh. Not as much as you guys, but I've been playing it.
All right,
I played a little bit of an exhibition just to
get a feel,
show it off to one of my cousins.
Nice. Get back into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. That and pretty much just still Batman.
Oh, you haven't finished it yet?
No, I finished it, but still just playing it because it's still good.
Gotcha. Are you going to platinum it, or are you just...
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
How many trophies do you have? Like, what percentage do you have now not having, like, tried to platinum it?
I know less than half, I think.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I wasn't sure if it was one of those games where, like, on your first playthrough, you get, like, you know, 80% of the trophies.
Right. No. Yeah, it's like you get most of the story trophies, but then...
Right, exactly. That, yeah. Like fucking, what was that game on Vita where just basically beating it got you the platinum? Was that Resistance?
Like Walking, or no, what's it, the Resistance game?
Yeah, Resistance. I think The Walking Dead is kind of the same way, though, basically. Like, only thing is, like, in some cases you might have to go and, like, replay a certain section and choose the opposite option.
Choose opposite, yep.
So somebody dies instead of somebody lives.
Mm-hmm. Basically. That's about right.
Great series. Walking Dead.
Good series.
But, yeah, so I've got the Xbox One fired up right now.
Nice.
First time in a long time. Downloaded my games with gold. Well, I only downloaded one of them, although I should just buy the other one so I have it, shouldn't I? Because it's Black Flag, which, like... Somebody was like, no, that's Xbox 360. And I was like, no, thanks. I know how to read, first off. It was, so it's Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, and then Massive Chalice, which is, I'll read you the...
Sounds weird.
Yeah, I'll read you the... Massive Chalice is a tactical strategy game set on an epic timeline from Double Fine Productions. Also known for their
game.
Oh, it's
Double Fine.
Yeah, it's Broken Age.
Nice.
Tim Schafer. As the immortal ruler of the nation, you'll take command of its heroes, forge marriages to strengthen your bloodlines, and battle a mysterious enemy known as the Cadence in a war lasting hundreds of years. Mm. 3 out of 5 stars, 2,290 reviews. Mm. But it's free, so I'll go ahead and purchase it so that it's there. I mean, I might as well.
Say no to free.
Yeah, like the likelihood I'll go back and ever play it.
Oh, right, yeah. Just have it there for, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and so this is the interesting thing. I totally just realized that this is the menu where you go to look at your full, like, list of games on your Xbox One. And this is all I have on my Xbox One. I've got Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which is 81% downloaded. I've got Chariot, because that was free with gold. The Halo 5 multiplayer beta, which probably doesn't work. Massive Chalice, The Escapists, Titanfall, Pool Nation FX, Master Chief Collection, Child of Light, and Advanced Warfare.
Nice.
That's it. And then I have Killer Instinct and Rayman Legends can be installed.
Right.
But I'm just not going to because I'm probably not going to play them. Because Killer Instinct had an 18-gigabyte update, and I was like, fuck that. Nope.
Nope.
So I just uninstalled it. So I was like, this is
patch updates, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna download a 20-gig update to not play the game. So I was like, whatever,
yeah,
get rid of it.
For sure. For sure.
And so currently, with those 10 games on my console, 50% of my hard drive is used.
Oh, wow.
50.3% used, 181 gigs free. Sorry, everybody. I just sneezed. Let's see. Yeah, and Assassin's Creed's only at 82%, so I wonder if that's not going to shrink a little. But it is what it is. What else have you been playing? Or is it just pretty much Batman?
No, like playing it side, trying to get into that a little bit.
Have you figured out anything like more about how the fucking thing works?
Not really, besides just reading on the internet.
Yeah.
Nothing really.
I just, like, it seems cool enough, but I feel like a lot of it was spawn, die, spawn, die.
Right.
Spawn, kill, die. Spawn, die. Spawn, die.
Basically.
It doesn't seem like, I don't know. I guess maybe it's just, like, do PC games transfer to PS4, like, you know, as well? Maybe that's the whole problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Secret Ponchos was originally on Steam and then came to PS4 and just didn't seem to have
that, like,
the same, like, following, I guess. Which is a bummer, because it's a really fun game. But it's, like, it's so hard to get into a match, it's just, like, why bother?
Right. It's true.
Which is why I'm wondering if the Rocket League PC PS4 crossplay will become, like,
a standard.
Yeah, like, if Rocket League didn't legitimately figure that out, that they'll straight up be like, hey, this is how we did it. Here's how you can do it. And then these indie games that have, like, a following on one develop, you know, one thing and the other, at least this way, if there's a smaller community on the PS4, they can still play with that larger community that's still, like, PC Master Race.
True.
So if that's the case, I hope that that's, like, whatever, I don't know, coding stuff.
Right, yeah,
becomes available to other developers so that they can also do that. Just because so many indie games, you see, they're on Steam, they're on Xbox, they're on PS4, and it's like if maybe it's not an Xbox to PC thing, like if it's a PS4 to PC thing, like that'd still be awesome because at least it kind of connects us a little bit better.
True.
You know? And then at least when I'm playing a game that maybe everybody is playing it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if CSGO on PS3 was integrated with the PC community...
Oh, man.
Man, it'd be nuts.
Yeah.
The only problem is, you know, even if it was, like, you can't play on modded servers, I'd be like, whatever. I can still play with, like, 50,000 people who are constantly playing this game.
Right, exactly.
And it could be... It's probably even more than that. I'd have to check. But I bet you there's more than, like, 50,000 people playing.
Oh, I'm sure.
So it's a thing, man. That's not really what I meant, but I bring up Counter-Strike because I've still been playing it. Still suck, but I might change. Like, I might change my name back to what my name used to be back in the day, and it was still not good at CS. That was what my username
that
was.
Usernames.
But at one point, people were like, because I used to, I mean, I played every night for hours. I'd get home from high school, and I'd jump on my laptop, and, like, every night. This was in, like, grade school, too, but, like, every night for, like, 4 years straight, I was playing that game. And
nice.
People were like, you should probably change your name. Because, like, I was, at that point, I had gotten good. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then I stopped playing for years. But, like, now it's just it's fun to get back into it, for me at least, because, like, so little of it has changed. You know, like, it's just it looks better, you know, and the guns look a little bit better and the guns have changed. And, you know, you can get different skins for your weapons and all that kind of crap. But, like, ultimately the gameplay, the core fundamentals of the game have not changed a bit.
And
like, that to me is, like, that's one of the reasons I like retro games, right? That core gameplay has not changed. You know, what made those games great 30 years ago is the same reason they're great today. They just
don't
look good.
Exactly.
So
it's just because it was a simple, I guess, I don't know, like a more simple formula. You know, like, they had their plan, and they executed their plan successfully.
Yeah, I mean, and when you think about how long Counter-Strike has been out,
Oh God.
like, and how much money they're still making.
Just wasn't it a Half-Life mod?
It was a Half-Life mod originally, yes.
So yeah, like so forever
Yeah,
then.
I remember, like, I started on, like, 1.4, and then it was, like, then there was CS 1.5 forever, and then it went to 1.6, and 1.6 was the fucking jam,
Nice.
and then it was, Source. And then
So
it's, and now
when it
it's
became
Go.
Source, was that the official?
No, it was,
Okay.
1.5 and 1.6 were, like, official standalones. At that point, if I remember correctly, you didn't need Half-Life for them, but you had Half-Life. Like, everybody had Half-Life.
Right.
And then, or maybe Source was the first. No, I don't. I think 1.6 was fully standalone. I can't remember. But what, it's been too long.
Right.
And then obviously there was Source, and then now Global Offensive.
Which, yeah, the actual official quote unquote
Well,
games.
Source was official. Source was
Oh,
separate.
okay. So
Yeah.
that's when it was okay. That's when it was
I think,
after.
yeah, 'cause like on my, let's see, on my, I'm looking at my Steam list right now, 'cause like I have original Counter-Strike. I have Source and I have
Okay.
Go. The
Nice.
funny thing is like I don't know when or what must have happened, but my Counter-Strike, it only says I've played 4 hours, and there's just absolutely no way. Like that's probably like that would have to be hundreds of hours.
Oh God, yeah.
'Cause even Source says I've only played 15 hours, and Go I've only played 8 hours, but I again I just feel like those aren't right. 'Cause like
Right.
Polybridge, I've played 27 hours. And Robot Roller Derby Disco says I've only played 2 hours. And even that doesn't seem right because we played a lot of that game.
Oh God, yeah. So I wonder if that's just
I wonder
it
if
resets per day.
I don't know, I don't think so. I think Steam is just maybe my Steam's just being weird. Or maybe like maybe it's different per computer. And like maybe I've only played it on these computers. But that doesn't make sense because I don't think I've played Counter-Strike at all on this. I don't know. It's whatever.
And that, I don't know,
I've
it's
just
weird.
like now that I have the alpha though, like I've been playing more PC stuff
More
again.
PC, yeah.
It's
Just
nice.
because, yeah, you have something that actually
That
works.
actually works. It's nice.
Yeah.
'Cause like
So.
I like my problem though is I really do. I get home and I'm like, "Oh, I want to play something." And when you have everything,
It's hard to pick.
yeah, it's so hard to pick. Which is why I'm always just like, "Fuck it, I'll just play Destiny."
Destiny.
'Cause
Yeah.
like right now I don't have everything here, like I don't have everything at home.
Oh,
Obviously 'cause
like,
everything's in storage, but what I
right.
have is I have the NES, the Super Nintendo, I've got the PS2, the Xbox original, I've got the Dreamcast, I've got the PS3,
Yeah.
the PS4 and the Xbox One and a PC.
Right. It's almost too much.
It's a lot of
Yeah.
games.
But
But I like the options. I like to be able
oh
to
yeah, it's always good to have an
You
option.
know, and then like I only have, I think I only have like 20 NES games with me here. It's like,
Oh,
let's
everything
see.
else is moved
Everything
up
else
at
is, yeah, I just kind of
storage.
grabbed a handful. So like I've got DuckTales, Super Mario 3, Rygar, Fasana Du, Mickey Mouse Capade, Metal Gear, TMNT Arcade, TMNT Regular, both Zeldas, Dr. Mario, Super Mario Brothers 2, Contra Force, Jackal, Contra. And that's it.
Control.
So good.
So goddamn hard, but good.
Dude, the first Contra is easy.
Really? Oh
Yeah.
no, yeah, never mind. That's
You
true.
know what?
The
It's
one that I
easy for me though because I've played it like
played it.
50
Okay, yeah,
million fucking
see.
times.
I didn't. It was too
Like
frustrating to me, so I
Contra
didn't.
Hardcore on Sega might literally be one of the hardest games ever made. Like ghost it's Ghosts and Goblins difficult is really what it is. It's stupid.
That.
Like why? Why did you make this game so hard? Like I feel like kids like when I was a kid and Contra Hardcore came out, like I would have like if a video game could cause a person to like blow their brains out, that would be the game.
game.
Cuz I'd
Oh,
be like,
that's
"Hey,
terrible.
I just can't.
I can't do it.
I just can't.
I just can't.
It's too hard. But then the funny part is I had never known this. There's a way for you to, like, because you can, in Contra Hardcore, you could climb walls, which was like a mechanic that didn't exist in the other. Well, it existed in Contra 3 on Super Nintendo, but there's like a part of the game where I had no idea you could do this, but you can just grab this wall and climb up, and there's a dude standing there, and you go talk to him, and it puts you into like an arena battle against all the bosses right in a row. And if you beat it, you beat the game.
What?
In like 5 minutes. But this is another thing I had no idea. When you are sliding in Contra Hardcore, when you're doing the slide, you're invincible. I didn't know that.
So I wonder if it's like a frame data type thing.
I have no idea. I just know that it apparently, like, that was how, like, people were always... Because I'm like, how the hell does anybody beat this game? Because, like...
Just keep sliding. Just slide. Slide dodge.
Slide everywhere.
Damn it, that makes me want to try that.
Yeah, I know, right? I've got... I don't have my... Oh, shit, do I have my Sega Genesis here? I might have a Sega Genesis.
Go pick up one of those Retron...
That's the thing, right? I keep going back and forth with the Retron, right? Because I'm like, oh, well, I could have, like, 10 consoles, or I could have, like, 5.
Right, condense that shit into, like, yeah,
one. And then one, it would... And the more advantageous part is that because the Retron outputs an HDMI, I could plug that right into my Elgato, and then I could stream whatever console right on the go. Like I wouldn't have to be changing anything, and I also wouldn't have to have space for the NES, the Super Nintendo, the
right,
whatever. The only problem is it doesn't do N64
yet. Give it some time. Someone'll make a
Retron
six. Yeah, they'll make a 6-in-1.
But I mean, I guess if I had to, if it got rid of Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, Game Boy,
right.
You know, like I had just the N64 and I had to switch. Like, would it be the end of the world?
But yeah, I guess
it's whatever. Only because I bought the RCA to HDMI adapter, so it really doesn't matter to me now. Because now I can just plug right into that and.
Right.
And it works because I've used it on the Super Nintendo. So,
nice.
I need to figure out a way to store all this crap.
Ooh.
Like I don't have a. You know, you always see people with the like the IKEA like square furniture stuff.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah.
And like they put one console in each square, but like that takes up. Way more space than
way
I have.
Way more space, yeah.
So, like, right now I've got two IKEA, like, bookshelves, and I need to... They don't come with enough shelves for me. So I might have to go either buy more shelves from them, or I'm just going to go cut some wood and make shelves.
Go from there, yeah.
And then just go from there. Because I need to, like, double-tier levels for games. And then that way I could probably get most of my games... in the shelf.
True.
And it wouldn't be too bad, but because then at least that way all the games would be in like one, you know, one place. And then if I had to just have another thing that like maybe I put like a little cabinet thing inside my actual bedroom closet and the consoles were all stored in there and it was just some easy form to like grab each console and the cables would all be ready to go just to
true
so because like right now I have two surge protectors on either side of my TV. Ugh. And one of them just has the HDMI splitter, the TV, my second monitor for my desk, and then my speakers. The other one has every fucking thing else. So it's the PS3, the PS4, the Xbox One, the Super Nintendo, the wireless router, the HDMI to RCA adapter. Because like, there's not enough. The cables aren't long enough anymore. Like everybody only gives you like a 3 to 4 foot plug.
3 to 4, yeah.
So it's like I can't fucking make it. Like there's no way to make it work.
It can work. Yep.
And
that's so
like,
annoying.
Yeah.
But I get it though. It's like.
My thing is, like, I don't need to, like, the problem is I don't need to keep all the consoles plugged in at the same time.
Right.
But yeah, at the same time, like, the PS4 and the Xbox and the PS3 kind of do, because those auto update and all that fun bullshit, so.
It's true. It's true.
The struggle is real, my friend.
Super real.
But that's that. So in San Diego Comic-Con, what does it end this week? Does it end tomorrow? Does it end today? Is it over already?
I think it's today. Yeah, I think today's the last day, I think.
We weren't there, you know.
Wish, but...
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Dicks. No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of stuff
it's
revealed.
Your fault. Was there, really?
Yeah, I don't know game-wise, but movies, TV shows.
Yeah, I heard there was some Superman, Batman.
Mm-hmm. The actual trailer released and all that.
So is that what? Is that just like the next movie in the... Because that's DC, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So it's not there's no Marvel tie-in with that. That's just, this is the this is Marvel's competition, ultimately.
Correct.
So how was it? Give me your synopsis.
Everyone that's mad about Ben Affleck, I think they're going to change their minds, for sure.
Oh, he's the Batman?
Yep. I think he's going to do a good job. He will do it justice, I guess you could say.
Why? Who was the last Batman?
Bale.
Okay.
Christian Bale.
Okay, so the last Batman movies were the Dark Knights.
Yeah, the Christopher Nolan, whatever, director.
Yep.
Yeah, his trilogy.
All
right. I think now it's the same guy that did 300, I think. Zack Snyder, something like that.
Was that? I mean, 300 was a good movie, so.
Yeah.
I guess that's a positive.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, what did they show? Like, how much did they show?
They showed.
Was it like a minute long trailer, or was it like?
Yeah, it was a good few minutes. They showed a little bit of Wonder Woman. They showed Batman, of course.
Wonder Woman's going to be in Batman versus Superman. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers take? You know, is this their kind of
like
version?
Like setting it up to their Justice League or Avengers.
Okay. So wait, Justice League is to Avengers.
DC, yeah, DC's a version of Avengers, pretty much, yeah.
Gotcha.
I think with this movie, they're slowly setting that up.
To like what? So they can start doing Justice League movies?
Yeah. Like they're going to set up the Green Arrow and Flash and all that.
Is Arrow the TV show based on the Green Arrow character?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They revealed more about him today and his new costume and that he's now the Green Arrow, no longer just Arrow or the Vigilante, as he was called in the show.
So the show is going to change, or?
Yep. Well, I mean, it's still going to be Arrow, but now he's the Green Arrow.
He's the Green Arrow.
Man. Not just a...
That's cool. And is Daredevil Marvel or is Daredevil DC?
Daredevil's Marvel, yeah. Okay. I don't know if they talked more about season 2, but if you haven't seen season 1, it's so good.
Is it? I haven't watched it. My brother said that I would like it because he said it's just violent.
Much.
He was like, it's your kind of violence, you know, where people just get the crap kicked out of him. And I was like, have you ever seen the movie?
In good reason.
Have you ever seen the movie Hostage with Bruce Willis? Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Okay. He was like, it's like that, you know? Because he absolutely hates the movie Hostage, right? And I'm like, dude, that movie fucking rules. And he's like, everybody dies. And I was like, that's kind of the reason why it's awesome. Like, yeah. every 2 minutes is like a gun battle. So he hates that movie, and I love that movie. But
it's pretty goddamn violent.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He was like, it's Hostage-level violence. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe.
He would get stabbed, shot. I think
there's titties though.
I think so.
That there might be titties. What I've been actually trying to watch though is Orange is the New Black.
Haven't watched that yet, but I do want.
I've been trying to finish season 3. Because I've watched 1 and 2, and it's really good. It's like anybody who's like, no, it's so stupid. Like, not, you're stupid. Okay,
right.
It's good. It's funny. It's amusing. Nice. I doubt that prison is actually like that, but maybe.
Right. Sure.
So it's like, but it's good. Like, it's, you know, it's good. I like it. I enjoy it.
Oh shit.
And then, oh man, excuse me. I was rewatching Life, with Damian Lewis, and I think I want to go back and finish that out again too, because I really like that show. I always thought it was an interesting, kind of concept.
Mm-hmm.
Cop gets put away. Cop gets his job back, plus tons of money. Cop then slowly tries to figure out who the hell screwed him over.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was only two seasons because they basically do what you're supposed to do with a TV show. End it. Like, yeah, we probably could make more money. Yeah, people are watching it, but you know,
there's no more story.
He figured it out. So end it. Don't just be like, oh, right. It wasn't actually like. What they did to Burn Notice.
Burn Notice?
Yeah. It wasn't this organization. It was this shadow organization.
No.
Damn it. Season 5.
Yeah.
When
they're like 8 seasons or something like that?
7 or 8, yeah. And then, like, I remember watching, like, 1 through 4. Because I have 1 through... I think I have 1 through 3 on DVD. And I remember, like, watching it from start to finish again. When I, like, marathoned it over...
Right.
Like a week-long break, and I just remember being so disappointed with the way the last like 3 seasons went, because it just got so fucking dragged out. When you're like, come on,
yeah,
you know, like, here and there, there's like a really good episode, but it was like it took a turn, you know, in a way that they were probably like, we need more money,
yeah,
and then like, I guess Michael Weston's character, Jeffrey Donovan, he's going to be in Fargo, the TV show or whatever. He's apparently in a couple episodes of True Detective as well. He must just be like a bad guy or something. And then Bruce Campbell is in the new Ash versus Evil Dead, reboot. Which, by the way, perfect example of why I don't like horror movies. Like, I fucking winced watching the trailer, like, several times.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to go check the trailer out then.
The trailer's... Like, it's good. Like, it looks... The problem is, I'm always like, man, it looks so fucking good. But, like, I really don't want to scare the shit out of myself. Because it, like, it takes itself less seriously than, like, the original Evil Dead did. So, like, there's a part where, like, first off, he has both his hands. He doesn't have the chainsaw arm. He doesn't have the chainsaw arm anymore. But and he's obviously older because he's himself just older. And he's like in his trailer and like a zombie comes in and he like steps on a panel in the floor and it pops a shotgun straight out in the air and he catches it, puts it over his back, blasts the zombie. Like it looks really good.
Nice.
But, you know, it's zombies and ugh. And like that's a move, like that's a series where like they're going to make sure that they like have extra gallons of blood on hand for the splatter effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that's the shit that I'm just like, ugh.
Can't watch it.
I gotta like, I do the thing where you like turn your head and you close one eye and you just try not to really look.
Yeah. But you're still looking.
But I'm still looking, and then I'm like, oh, why did I do that? I shouldn't have looked. It's that.
Fair enough.
I'm not a fan.
So just,
I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan, right? Like I can't.
Right. It's not your forte.
It's not my thing.
I guess you could say.
Like even just video. Like I've never turned off gore on a video game, but I have.
There's some cringeworthy things in video
like
games.
Mortal Kombat. When I watched you guys play it, like the fatalities and stuff.
Goddamn brutal.
Or didn't we play? Well, no, we played via SharePlay.
Yeah.
Like some of those, like the slicing off the face.
Ugh, scorpion.
Yeah, like it looks amazing though, right? Like graphically speaking, like it looks amazing. But it's also gross as fuck. So I just, no thanks. So that's, you know, and that, I really want to meet Bruce Campbell. I think he's a pretty cool guy. But it's one of those things, too, where, like, he's managed to go from, like, B-list to A-list because of B-list, you know?
Yep.
Like, he just always did those, like, kind of dumb, you know, straight to VHS movies, and then like he ends up in Burn Notice, and then like they're rebooting Evil Dead, which I think is probably going to do amazingly well because so many people love that, love those movies. So
then no one doesn't not love Bruce Campbell. So
yeah, pretty much.
Could have reworded that better, but
if you don't love Bruce Campbell, fuck you.
Pretty much get the fuck out of America.
The fuck, like leave. Just Expedia.com, buy a one-way ticket, never come back.
Yeah, go to Australia, bitch.
Yeah, get out of here.
Even though I want to go to Australia, but
I'd
that's
like
not
to
the
go
point.
To Australia, but I want to come back.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
I'm coming back because I love America. Bruce Campbell. Fuck you. that's the point.
Oh God. Do you have any shout-outs?
Oh damn it. I did have one. If I could find the name of the dev. Psyonix.
Oh, for Psyonix. Rocket League, yeah. Rocket League at Psyonix Studios. I'm shouting out the man, the myth, the legend, Bruce Campbell. At Groovy Bruce. He's pretty awesome. Like, and what's cool is he loves the outdoors. So, like, he always tweets pictures and he's, like, lollygagging. That's his thing. And it's just, like, his feet up in, like, the wilderness of America. Because I think he lives in, like, Oregon. Like, and he loves living out in just, like, the,
outdoors.
You know. Yeah,
outdoors.
He's very
tight.
Outdoorsy. So that's cool. But yeah, so Rocket League, Psyonix Studios, which is the studio behind Rocket League, Bruce Campbell, the man, the myth, and the legend. If you were attending San Diego Comic-Con, feel free to tweet us cool stuff at the DGCast. You know, let us know what you saw that you thought was cool. Movies, comics, games, whatever.
Your thing.
I think. Is that?
That covers it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Not bad.
All right. Well, it has been episode 29 of Disconnected Gamer Podcast. Have a nice day.
So good.